The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Cocaine is well and truly alive in every club in Ireland, every GAA club in Ireland. Now, that's the view of our next guest, Ciarán Carey, former Limerick All-Star, of course, and a psychotherapy counsellor with My Move Counselling. Ciarán, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. How rampant is this problem across GAA clubs nationwide, in your view?
Yeah, I suppose not only is it my view, Shane, I suppose it's my experience in the last 2 or 3 years, and you know, I'm seeing clients at presently at the moment. I suppose they're in different parts of the county within Munster, really, in all codes of sport. And I suppose I'm just trying to highlight, I suppose, the progression of it in the last 12 months. And you know, it just doesn't appear to be going away. So it's well and truly alive. And as I said, you know, I'm going by the 10 years that I've worked in residential treatment. And I suppose the last 2 years that I'm kind of out on my own.
Mainly male, or are we talking men and women here?
In recent times, actually, especially the last 12 months, in recent times, you're talking about women as well.
When you think of people playing GAA or indeed any code, you think of people who are, you know, who are fit, who are, you know, conscious of their, you know, their health and healthy mind, healthy body, and all that sort of stuff. But you're saying no, just because you play top level sport or just because you play sport at any level, you're as likely to do cocaine maybe as any other members of society.
Well, it depends where you're at emotionally in your own life. And you know, I suppose cocaine, possibly no different to anybody having their first drink. You know, unfortunately, if you're a bit kind of emotionally derailed, you dabble. And unfortunately, if you dabble often enough, long enough, it will grab you. And that seems to be the process of it. You might dabble at 16 or 17 or 18, and before you know it, you're still dabbling at 23 and 24. And not only dabbling, but, you know, it's like steps to the stairs, the progression of it. And unfortunately, the nature of that disease, it gets worse and worse the longer you're on it.
It's obviously a societal problem, and there's absolutely no doubt about that. Does the GAA in particular, and we talk about the GAA because, look, it's probably what you know best. Does it have a role? Do clubs themselves have a role in saying, you know what, we hear this is going on, we need to stop this out, you're a representative of the club, you need to be careful. Does the GAA have a role in this?
Without a doubt. And I suppose at inter-county level, you know, I suppose the support is there for them automatically with the GPA and all that goes with it. And I suppose at that level, I suppose gambling would be probably, you know, larger than any cocaine. And I suppose, yeah, and at presently at the moment, Shane, I have about 10 clubs out there at the moment actually waiting for me in the new year to do some type of workshop, various clubs. And yeah, without a doubt, you know, it needs to be confronted. Probably it needs to be confronted at an officership level and reach out for certain people, blown out 1 or 2 workshops in each club. Just highlights the danger and the damage and the pitfalls that it can cause any individual.
And is it about messaging from the club as well? Look, nobody wants people vilified or anything over this. I know that's not what you're about, but do the clubs kind of need to send out a strong message to its members saying, you know, if you're wearing the club colours, you kind of have a duty to everybody else in the club? Or is that too simplistic?
Probably is a small bit simplistic because, you know, it's similar to the coronavirus. No one goes out to get it. Nobody wants to have an issue with cocaine, gambling or drink. You know, definitely I would see it have to be confronted at a club level. Just acknowledge it.
And finally, is the GAA or the GAA clubs up to that, do you think? Or are we, as GAA people, are we able to do that? Are we willing to do that? Or do we prefer to say, look, that's not our issue. This is society's issue.
Yeah, I suppose a number of years ago, that might have been the train of thought, as, you know, kind of brushing under the carpet kind of a syndrome. But in the modern era, you know, and I know an awful lot of people in connection with the GAA seem to be very strong and firm around it.
One other thing occurs to me, I just think, you know, like when a team wins the championship or whatever level it's at, from junior to senior or whatever, there'll always be a culture of, you know, going to the pub and having a rake of drink and whatever. I presume we're beyond that now. I presume in some cases we're seeing cocaine as a part of those celebrations.
Yeah, and that's exactly what is happening. And to be fair, definitely the culture in the last number of years are in around the drinking on any particular team, irrespective of what status they are of winning an Old Cup. Yeah, you can be sure cocaine is alive and well. But to be fair, Shane, there's an awful lot of good stories as well. There's an awful lot of people that can confront it, get on with their lives and start their lives again, and to realise there is a life out there without cocaine, drink or gambling.
People who are listening to this who might be affected and might be saying, look, I have a problem. What should they do, Ciarán?
Sounds so simple, Shane. I suppose the biggest one of all is picking up the phone and reaching out for a bit of help. Sounds so simple, verbalising it, but for some people who are in the throes of it, can be an extremely hard thing to do, and I suppose that's what they need to do first.
Okay, we will leave it there. Ciarán Carey, former Limerick All-Star, psychotherapy counsellor with My Move Counselling. Let us know your take on this. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.